Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our coverage in Carson City of the legislature from the Gwynn Room in the governor's hand.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Senator Joe Hardy of Boulder City. He's part of the Republican group that wants to tax mining more.
And coming from the Power Pundit panel today, Steve Robinson, Mike Hillaby, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program State Senator Joe Hardy. Pleasure to have you here, sir. You are a doctor in your private life. Today is Physician's Day, and you have brought props. Explain what these are.
How long do you want me to take, Sam?
On
the show.
About 15, 20 seconds.
Okay. So, Nevada born.
Okay.
That's my hat. So was I. Energy saved is probably the best energy that you can do, is not create that energy. We all believe in education, green eggs and ham. That's what we grew up with, and it still works. And yes, family is important, and 10 of my grandkids live here in Nevada. And we probably have to get along with each other, and it takes two fingers to do that. And bottom line is, good to be here with you.
All right. Well, pleasure to have you. Let's get to business. You're one of the six Republican senators to put together this proposed tax on mining. War has been declared, huh?
No, this is not war, Sam. You know, I hate to disagree with somebody right out of the chute.
No, please. It's your turn to talk.
So this is, Nevada started out with mining, and it still has mining. And I don't know if you've read the papers in the last year, but gold has done well. And we have benefited from mining and been partners with mining for a long time in the state of Nevada. And this is one of the opportunities where we have to have that dialogue. And when you look at the initiative petition number one that talks about doing something for education, We recognize that we need to do something with education. And what is it that will not be a jobs-killing tax that will give the voters an opportunity to choose? We said mining would be a good thing to look at.
One of the things I should point out right away is that gold has not been doing well the last couple of weeks, and that points to the volatility of pinning things to gold and silver. Business has been saying forever that they would rather see a broad-based business tax rather than an industry-specific tax. Why go after mining?
I don't think I've had any businesses come to me and said they love IP1, the margins tax. That's the choice that people have. And if that's the choice they have, I don't think businesses are flocking to the polls to say, hallelujah, we finally have a broad-based business tax that taxes businesses that aren't even open, that businesses that are failing, businesses that aren't even making a profit. I would love to have those businesses say that if they really believe that, but I don't think they believe
no,
that.
No, and they don't, of course. But why take the shot at mining when you could have put together something that was a more of a broad-based situation?
I think realistically this is the voters that are going to vote on the IP1, and if the voters are going to vote on the IP1, the voters are going to say we believe, this is my personal feeling, we believe that education is important in Nevada. We believe our children are important in Nevada. And if we give them one choice of what that is, they will say, okay, I have one choice to do a margins tax, and that is the only choice I have. They will vote for that. And thus, when I go door to door, when I talk to people, people recognize that this cap on the net proceeds of mining is somewhat limiting what their quote is buy-in in Nevada, and therefore we said, okay, what can we do that would make sense? And the mining, I would call it the education linked mining tax, is one of those where people will say, I think mining, we need to have that dialogue, and that's what we're doing, and we did it early. This is not a last week. This is not something that happened at the end of the session to try to obfuscate or confuse people. This is one where we're literally having a debate. I'm not against mining. I'm anxious to have that conversation, and by gosh, we're having a conversation.
Well, you know, I think we need to make it clear for the viewers and the listeners is that what we're talking about is that the senators have proposed a mining tax to go on the ballot, and this is going on, they want it to go on the ballot to block the margins tax. And the folly that I see with this, Doctor, is that you're not going to get the votes to get this thing out of the legislature. The Democrats hold a majority in both houses, and they're not going for it.
I don't mind this process of opposition. If you look at how you work a pen, you can't pick up, Ray, a pen with one finger. You can't do it. And nor, once you pick it up, can you use it. So this process we call legislation is designed and inspiredly designed to work in opposition. You have to have two fingers. You have to have Republicans. You have to have Democrats. You have to have the Senate. You have to have the Assembly to actually make the pen work. So we don't mind this dialogue. I mean, if somebody's got a better plan, come step forward, but it ain't the margins tax.
The margins tax, in a way, is the better plan because this thing is on the ballot. And to defeat the margins tax, it is a huge uphill battle. You might as well climb Mount Everest with bare feet because it's going to be very difficult to beat that mining tax because it's sponsored by the teachers union and for
tax.
Sponsored by the teachers union and it's for education. And you put that on the ballot, the voters I think are going to eat that up.
Well, when you go up that Mount Everest in bare feet, you have to come down. And I think that's what's going to happen. Those people who are backing the margins tax are going to say, let's look at that. Because we're having the dialogue, let's look at that. And they're going to look at that, and they're going to compare the net proceeds that we're talking about versus the margins tax, and they're going to say, which is the better tax? which is the better thing right, that the voters will like.
But, Doctor, to get that comparison, you have to first get it on the ballot. And my point is it's not going to get on the ballot because it's not going to get a majority in both houses.
So bless your heart, Ray, we still have 7 weeks. So it's time for, I mean, if somebody's got a plan that will defeat the margins tax by giving the voters an option, I'm willing
okay,
to listen to that.
Okay, I got one for you. What about a tax initiative for a service tax, which has been spoken about for many years in Nevada because we are a service-based economy in Nevada?
So being one of 63, and, you know, you're a pundit, as it were, put that forward and let's see somebody come up
well,
with
I don't
it.
Have... Doctor, unfortunately, I have no say in this. I am an observer, but you guys got to do the heavy lifting.
And Speaker Kirkpatrick already said in published reports that the service tax idea is dead, and the fact that it was talked about in the media caused all kinds of concerns, and so that's blown up.
Well, because she brought it up in the first place.
All right, let's take a break. Boise State Senator Joe Hardy.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Joe Hardy, one of the 6 Republican senators that have put forth this idea for a mining tax. One of the big questions that has been raised is the constitutionality of this. You're getting advice from the LCB, Brenda Erdos, saying that it is constitutional, but the governor and others are saying it's not constitutional.
The good thing about the legal system is it's designed to have different opinions, and different opinions basically go up to the Supreme Court. So you're going to have all sorts of questions about this. And I'm not saying that I'm an attorney smart enough to outguess the Supreme Court. I can tell you that everything that we do is contestable, no matter what it is. So for somebody to say, you know, somebody disagrees, yeah, I've been there.
All right, but what do you say about the fact that, you know, over the last few years, the Supreme Court seems to have taken over from the legislature and the governor's office in terms of how the state operates?
So our job as legislators is to tell people what we think, make it a law, get the governor to sign it or the secretary of state, and then have it contested or not contested. I firmly believe that there will be contestation about all sorts of things that we do, this being one of them. But I think we're on pretty firm ground. If we look at the net proceeds on how we're doing it and the constitutionality of it is going to be put in, or I think will be put in by the people, and then we take that net proceeds that the people are going to vote on and give them a choice of what they want after they've made it constitutional to change or tweak the mining tax, how they're taxed, then I think that's appropriate. And that's, I think it's reasonable.
Well, Doctor, in this mining tax on net proceeds, I'm kind of shocked that what you're doing is doubling the tax. It's going from 5% to 10%. That seems like a huge tax increase.
So how much would you suggest we go up, Ray?
Well, I would suggest that you drop the idea. Because I don't see it going anywhere. Yeah,
you know,
but
the,
I mean, you got to get reelected, yeah. So you got to do something to make the voters think that you're working hard for them.
You know, re-election's got nothing to do with this. This is all about education, and you know, what are we going to do with education? How are we going to fund it? If somebody has a better idea than the job-killing margins tax, you know, I'm open.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that it's almost like you six Republicans have taken on the Democratic issues. You know, you're going after mining, you're looking at raising taxes. You know, there are certainly people on the conservative side of the Republican aisle that are not very happy about this at all.
I agree with you. I've received some of those emails. The reality is, what are we going to do? And I don't know, you know, some people think we are elected so we can just kind of get in trouble. But the reason we're elected is because we have the opportunity to lead. I mean, if you're going to elect me, expect me to lead. And I'm leading. And that doesn't mean people are going to like that. When you're out in front, you know, you can get shot in the back a few times, not to mention guns in this conversation.
All right. Listen, we have lots of other things we want to talk to you about. So will you come back soon? You know, we've taken up the whole time here talking about obviously what's top of the news. But please come back soon so we can talk about some of the other issues. You're on some very interesting committees.
Appreciate it,
Sam. All right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Don't miss the JM Furniture relocation grand opening. That's right, on Monday, April 8th, the new At Home with JM Furniture store opens in South Carson. Come in throughout April, pop a balloon and receive 10 to 25% off your purchase. And that's not all. Enter our grand prize draw to win a $6,000 Comfort-Pedic mattress, a $1,500 or $1,000 gift certificate. And with our huge range of brand name furniture, rustic lodge furniture and our mattress gallery, you really don't want to miss our grand opening discounts. Only at JM Furniture.
One day a year, the best thing to make for dinner is a reservation.
And the special that day is you.
Help in the fight against HIV and AIDS in your city.
Choose your restaurant and make a reservation now.
It adds up to the perfect recipe.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers is coming to you from the Gwynn Wurman Carson City. Trey Abney is here on our Power Pundit panel, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber, Mike Hillaby, Director of Legislative Affairs for Kenford Kroll, and Steve Robinson, Senior Advisor for R&R Partners. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
Steve, has war been declared?
Over the mining?
Yeah.
Well, I think so, although the outcome is probably predictable. I hesitate to say that with 40 days left, but I think it is.
And that would be what is predictable?
That the Republican initiative will fail. But I think even more troubling, I talked to some people about it yesterday, was that although Dr. Hardy said that we've got plenty of time left, 40 days, I don't think that's the case. I think this is a kind of issue that has an impact that really ought to be dealt with in the interim. I represent small mining operations, no big operations, but I think they would have appreciated the legislature coming to them and saying, look, we want to talk to you, we want to sit down, and we want to see what you can do for us. I think mining has always been open to that, and that didn't happen.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm Steve. I think 40 days is going to go by awfully quickly. More and more things are being taken off the table. The speaker has said there are certain taxes now that aren't going to be discussed. The live entertainment tax, some obvious problems with that. The biggest probably is what's the tipping point between that being closing loopholes and suddenly being a new tax as perceived by a lot of Nevadans who might be paying it. My sense is, given legislative history, we'll find that tipping point at exactly the wrong time. Toward the end of the session, and that has a real potential.
So you mean things like Burning Man and the Electric Daisy Carnival that bring in tens of thousands of people in Daisy Carnival, hundreds of thousands of people, will scoot by with not having to put up any money?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but if you start talking about movie theater tickets or things the average Nevadan, that starts to look an awful lot like a tax.
Well, NASCAR is the biggest exemption you always hear. You know, that's in law that they don't have to pay that either. I just don't see where all the pieces of this final deal fit together. I agree with Steve. It's going to be very difficult, I think, for Republicans to get this through with a majority vote in both chambers. But the Speaker's wanting the live entertainment tax, so Senator Roberson's going to want something in return, but he's also said he wants construction defect. That's kind of a hill to die for him, construction defect reform. So I'm not sure where all these pieces fit together. And I should say that I've got, mining companies as members of the chamber. Doubling the tax rate on a specific industry when we all talk about broad-based taxes could be a problem. I think that's difficult for people to wrap their heads around. It is politically, it's interesting politically. I think you mentioned it with Dr. Hardy. They're trying to paint the Democrats into a corner, aren't they? Democrats have always tended to want to tax mining more, and now you've got Republicans out there with a mining tax plan, and they're ahead of the Democrats with any kind of plan. And it is incumbent upon the Democrats at this point to come up with their own revenue plan. These are the same folks that said they want $300 million above and beyond what the governor has in his budget right now.
I think the revenue plan for the Democrats, whether they like it or not, is the margins tax. This is already on the ballot. It's going to raise $800 million for education. And this is like a train coming down a hill. I don't see how you stop this. To stop it is going to take a big fight.
I think it'll be a big fight. It's certainly going to take a lot of money, but there's going to be a lot of money raised to oppose it if it stays on the ballot and goes. It's got a lot of problems. When you look at some of that polling that was done a couple months ago by the Retail Association and dig down, it's subject to good messaging. When people start realizing who's going to pay it, who's not going to pay it, and the actual impact it has on them. Not that it's going to be easy to defeat it, but it's possible.
Mike, let me ask you this. People say, it's the margins tax is just a gross receipts tax and sheep's clothing. You were on Governor Gwynn's staff. You were the chief of staff when the governor pushed for the gross receipts tax in 2003. How much different is the margins tax from that gross receipts tax?
I mean, there's some difference, but I think the general public's not going to see very much. The business community is seeing them as very similar. Again, not particularly differentiating whether you're making any money or not, how well you're doing, some difficulty in how you collect it, problems at the Department of Taxation, how long does it take to implement. It has similar, some of the same, and very similar concerns from the business community about how you make it work.
Steve, you've got six Republican senators coming out in favor of this mining tax, but not the rest of them, and certainly not in the Assembly. What's going on with the Republicans?
Well, one of the things I heard, one of the criticisms I heard was come up with whatever it is, $300 million for education. not directed toward any kind of performance measures, not directed toward any kind of fix for education. I mean, it's like world peace. How much for Congress coming out and designating so much funding for that? How is it going to change education materially for Nevadans? And I think when it gets on the ballot, I think those kind of things will be addressed.
Trey, it was interesting. There was an editorial written by the acting superintendent of the Clark County School District. Who's been there 25 years, and it was basically a stay-the-course kind of plan. I mean, it was very positive, but it was a stay-the-course thing. So when you look at that, how do you feel about the idea of all this money going toward education without?
I don't know if I saw that column, but I can tell you that Clark and Washoe counties have made some strides and some changes. But Steve is absolutely right. I mean, we had a bill over here. Senator Brower had a bill introduced that never went anywhere that said, hey, if you have to do a reduction in force in teachers, lay off teachers, why don't we base it on performance measures and not just longevity? It didn't go anywhere. So when you have things like that, basic common sense things to reform to keep the best teachers possible in the classroom, and the legislature isn't willing to support that, why should taxpayers be willing to support pouring $300 million, $800 million, whatever the amount is, more into education if you're going to keep the same system? I think that's very legitimate.
I want 10 seconds from each of you, and I'll include you in this, Ray. Michael Robeson, the governor, on opposite sides of the table on this. Your brief thoughts on that.
On the mining tax?
Mm-hmm.
I see it going nowhere. I think it's yesterday's news.
Steve?
Governor's on the right side.
Yeah, it only requires a simple majority to keep the status quo. Anything else requires two-thirds, and that's a problem.
It's tough. It paints the governor in a corner.
And that's where you got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Only at Home Solutions at Ace. A whole collection of all new recliner pedic recliners from Southern Motion. The same memory foam found in brand name mattresses. And starting at just $399. And all American made, like most of our furniture. What's more, Home Solutions at Ace is the ultimate custom furniture dealer in Northern Nevada. Pick your wood. Pick your finish. Pick your fabric. Heck, bring in your design. And we'll work with you to create whatever you have in mind. It's all here and more at your locally owned Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store that contains an entire furniture center.
The Nevada Dream Tag Program thinks local by raising money for the protection and restoration of Nevada habitats. Money spent on tickets stays in Nevada, helping boost our economy. Nevada Dream Tags, thinking local because we are Nevada proud.
Tired of your mechanic dragging you around by the neck, telling you have to do this or you have to do that? Do you feel like you have no control? I'm JD, owner of Ultimate Automotive Repair. And I promise you that at Ultimate Automotive Repair, we leave all the decision-making up to you, with no pressure and no nonsense. Come see me today. You've got nothing to lose. And remember, if we don't fix it, you don't pay.
There is an old Nevada expression, if you don't make dust, you eat dust. The legal system can cloud the facts, but seldom the truth. I'm Terry Friedman.
If you've suffered a serious injury and can't find your way, let's talk. Nevada Law, Nevada Lawyers, 322-6500.
Winners of KRNV prizes can only win once in any 30-day period. No purchase necessary. Employees and families of KRNV, contest sponsors, and their affiliates are not eligible. Complete rules available at mynews4.com/contest and our studios, 1790 Vassar Street, during business hours.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Em. On next week's broadcast, we'll have Ben Keek after the senator from Reno and Assemblyman Randy Kerner, also from Reno.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.